Today's Christmas reflection considers the words from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. These words say, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." Anyone who has ever sown any seeds will tell you that you do not plant seeds and then immediately take a crop or cut the flowers produced from those seeds. I used to work on a farm when I was younger, and we would sow winter cereals in September or October, but we would not harvest the grain produced from those seeds until the following August. You plant seeds and you have to wait. Isaiah was a prophet who lived about 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And when Isaiah prophesied, he was telling his listeners things that were going to happen in the future. Isaiah was, in effect, planting prophetic seeds that predicted events that would come to pass at some time in the future. Isaiah's audience and the readers of his prophecies would be looking for the fulfillment of his predictions. In this case, they would be looking for the light, a time when the light dawned. Isaiah was using the words light and dark, not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. The darkness was saying that the people were living lives that were not reconciled with God. They weren't right with God. Light, on the other hand, represented a much better situation where God would provide a means to overcome the darkness in the hearts of men. To know God, to worship him without all of the darkness that affects their lives. This gave them hope that a better day was coming. And the day that Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled and the light did dawn was the day that Jesus was born. Isaiah's prophetic words were seminal. Seminal means something original, groundbreaking, and awesome. As prophetic words, they spoke about what would happen in the future. The word seminal itself has its roots in the Latin word for seeds, or relating to seeds. So when Isaiah gave his prophecy, it was like he was sowing seeds. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. We know from our own everyday experience that when it is dark, we cannot see things clearly. We understand that when it is absolutely dark, when there is no light at all, like perhaps being down a mine shaft, the darkness feels like it is placing a physical weight upon us. When it is dark, we lose all sense of direction. We become captives of that darkness because darkness can imprison us and take away any hope we have. This is why they used to put prisoners in dungeons. The darkness that Isaiah is talking about is a condition of mankind which started when Adam and Eve were deceived and disobeyed God. But Isaiah is planting the seed in his prophetic words that there is a day coming when a great light will dawn on mankind. After Jesus had been tempted in the wilderness by Satan, he went to the synagogue in Nazareth where he was passed the scroll of the book of Isaiah, and Jesus read the following words from Isaiah chapter 61. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Jesus then said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And you can read that passage in Luke chapter 4, verses 17 to 21. We can also read in the book of John in chapter 8, verse 12, that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." We begin to see and understand that the arrival of Jesus was indeed the harvest time for the prophetic seed sown by Isaiah 700 years earlier. With the birth of Jesus, the light had dawned on those living in deep darkness. So, what do these words of Isaiah mean for us today? Jesus lived about 2,000 years ago, and we celebrate his birth every Christmas. But both the history books and the Bible tell us that he was put to death by crucifixion and that he died on the cross. So did this mean that the light that Isaiah talked about was put out when Jesus died? Well, while Jesus was still alive, he predicted his own death, but he also predicted that he would rise from the dead 3 days after he was killed on the cross. Those who sought to bring to an end what they saw as a Jesus cult by killing Jesus were unable to produce his body. The followers of Jesus, on the other hand, who had run away when Jesus was arrested with fear and trepidation of what the future held for them, and then to see Jesus killed on the cross, now claimed to have seen Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, and they were now filled with boldness and faith because they had seen him, talked to him, eaten with him, with the resurrected Jesus. So Jesus, the light that dawned the day he was born, has not been extinguished, and is available now to everyone who will accept and acknowledge Jesus as their Lord and Saviour and choose to follow him. The hope of the light of dawn rising in the lives of men living in darkness is not something we now need to wait for any longer. The light of the world wants to live in us and shine through us today. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The words of Isaiah can still cause hope to rise even in bleak times, because his words have been fulfilled in the person of Jesus, and the invitation of Jesus is as relevant today as it was when he spoke 2,000 years ago. I do not know how you are feeling today, but in the light that Isaiah referred to is indeed a sign of hope, and Jesus is the light and that hope, a hope that can only be found in the person of Jesus. There will be a golden thread connecting all of these Christmas reflections over the coming days, and the golden thread is Jesus. Christmas is a time we celebrate Jesus coming as a baby 2,000 years ago, but he is still available to come to you today. If you do not know what to do, you can just call out to him and ask him to help you. You can go to a church and ask someone there to help you. But if you sense Jesus calling you over the coming days, please respond to that call. It will change your life. I pray that this Christmas you would invite Jesus into your life, either for the first time or renewing an early decision that you made, or to bring light into an area of your life where perhaps you've allowed the darkness to stay and kept the light out. I pray that you will be released from darkness, letting Jesus, the light of the world, shine into your life this Christmas. Amen.